We need to walk near the little avenue in Porbou, just near the beach, to meet Pavlika Bajic Brozoduro. She prepared a radio walk for Benjamin. So just take your mobiles and go there with us. And during half an hour, we can make a sound experience in the street.
Hi, my name is Monka, and this is my mom, Pavlica.
We take you to a journey through Porbou. Imagine we walk with you hand in hand. Or better not, as it doesn't match contemporary pandemic standards. It doesn't matter. What matters is that we walk with you in the form of an invisible shadow. This radio walk is dedicated to Walter Benjamin. But I wanted to point out what Italo Calvino writes in the book Invisible Cities. The past and the future can never meet. The same city is thus never the same. And buildings and streets and people do not exist like exhibits in museums, and do not wait for today's present, but live them. That is why three cities live in each city. The city of the dead, the city of the living, and the city of the unborn.
Mom, you talk too much. Turn your back to the seafront and look to the mountains. Let's walk to that direction until the blue fence in front of the tunnel.
Okay. Let's listen to Zvonka. So turn your back to the ocean and look at the mountains. Walk this promenade. When you reach that blue fence, look for a little gate and open it. You can walk down and look around. It's not nice. We know. But nevertheless, go there. Even you can look around, you can go under the bridge. Stay there for a while. Stay there at that beginning of the tunnel until we invite you to go out. But remember, slow down and take your time to connect your thoughts, our voices, and these places you will walk through. Become a flaneur of this small town that sometimes feels like having a divided personality. One in the daytime and another one in the night time.
We have arrived in the middle of the night here in Porbou. I was sleeping in the car and suddenly opened my eyes. I saw black hills and no lights.
Yes, we lost our way in the mountains while driving here. While I was looking how to cross the French-Spanish border, in this last crucial hour of our drive from Zagreb, Croatia, my phone was off. Fuel in the car was in red, and there was no sign of Porbou.
I think I saw a man walking in the hills at night.
Zvonka, I think it was a shadow of a tree. But later, when we safely reached the border and immediately found Porbou, I have realized those were the hills that Walter Benjamin climbed the last day of his life, hoping to find a way out from the hell in Nazis Europe.
I was so happy when our landlord, Maria Jose, came to save us on her motorbike. She was so nice. She looked like my grandma. I didn't understand what she said, but she was so nice.
Yes, she was nice. Actually, she was observing through a window when we would arrive. And then when she noticed us, she saw we took wrong way, and then she jumped on the motorbike and went to catch us.
And it was so late at night, and the wind was whistling, and strange, creepy sounds were arriving from the train station.
But next morning, when we woke up, birds were singing in the tree. The church clock had a merry sound, reminding us that life, against all the odds, continues and continues.
Mom, I have to go. See you later.
Oh, Zvonka. Bye-bye. That was fast. And you, my friend, you are left alone with me. Zvonka has some more important things to do. If you have looked under the bridge, climb the stairs and go back through the blue fence. But walk slowly and check how the metal stairs sound under your feet. On the right side, there is a chain hanging. Maybe you can touch it with your keys. Try to get some rhythm out of it, of chain and your key. And remember what Rosa Luxemburg wrote, those who do not move do not notice their chains. So let's move. Now we face the ocean, but we turn right up hills in the Carrière Saint-Jean and we face the rocks and railway again. Walk by this little fence made of white stone on the right side of the street. Look around at Porpu. Did you notice a larger amount of electricity wires in between houses? As all the houses have some secret connection, as their inhabitants know something we, strangers, don't know. On the right side of this street, there are pillars with city lamps. Stop for a moment at the second one. Do you see a stone in the fence and the little holes in it? Stop and put your finger in one of those holes. Count to 10. I promise you to connect you to the secret Porbu connection. You better not try to connect through mysterious wires. The stone will do. If you concentrate well, you could hear the thoughts of inhabitants of Porbu. How are they called, I wonder? Porbusiens, Porburistas. In Croatian it will be Portburčani and Portburčanke. Can you pronounce it? Repeat after me. Portburčani and Portburčanke. When you finish this little linguistic exercise, please press track number 2. Now please continue uphill this street. After the turn, you will see stairs on the right side. Go and find them. Climb them up to the square under Santa Maria Church. If you lose yourself, just look for the tower of the church. So now we walk the street uphill. You look for the stairs on the right side and you climb the stairs. Beside the flaneur, there is another thing I can deeply identify myself with Benjamin. It seems he was someone who had no difficulty losing the hours away. But the passage of time is also the passing away of time, of opportunity. I agree. It seems that Benjamin also had major problems with ordering time, being on time, and finishing work by agreed-upon deadlines, if at all. I have also problems how to time this radio walk. I hope you have reached the square under the church. I really, sincerely hope. Stop there a bit and look at the view. Amazing, huh? This place is at the border exactly of the strange Porbu that wakes up in the night when this wind blows. Railway squitches, and of this sunny, merry, semi-touristic, semi-fisherman, semi-historical town of Porbu. To me, there was always something appealing and dangerous at the same time when I would think of the small cities. But I never stopped wishing I would live in such a small Mediterranean town and, for example, raise my family here. But such a town would be a kind of a town that is not small in its soul, in its depth, but on the contrary, a little town that has everything a big town has, even a serious radio station that produces radio plays, for example. Not many per year, just a few. But some nice people would dedicate their time and imagination to produce something special, for example, twice a year. In between, they would air radio plays from faraway countries, in faraway languages, dealing with everyday dramas. When you look now at the ocean, do you see stairs down there? Near the houses on your right side, go those stairs. On the left side, there is a tree. You can sit a bit there in silence, or you can immediately press track number 3. So you are on those stairs. Houses are on your right side. Do you see ocean? Go down, and when you reach little stairy street called Carrera del Iglesia, turn sharp right, uphill again, direction church. You will notice a nice balcony on the first house right, after the turn. I have a kind of melancholia dedicated to the city balconies. We rarely observe them. They seem so functionless, but still, often they are nice. They look like that the person who built them imagined some life on them, some morning coffees, neighbors complaining or just charming each other, reading a book in the late afternoon light. But at the end, balconies are dead. In the big cities, they are dead because the aesthetics didn't match the air pollution, probably. But why are they dead in Porbu? If you're willing to, make your own list of nicest balconies in Porbu. And your own list of how would you actually spend the time on them. When you reach the end of the street, you will face a metal garage. Now turn left in front of the garage. Leave the church behind. When you walk this street, you will notice a ruined house facing you at the bottom of the street. It looks like the Edgar Allan Poe's Usher House. I'm almost sure that all those night sounds sleep in this house during the daytime. In front of the Usher House, turn left, walk Carrera de la Plata. With this little street, you will reach Plaza Mayor. What a place! And now you see, the Usher House from this side looks different. It has another face. It used to be a restaurant. Restaurant Porbu. Maybe even a small hotel. Balconies look like hotel rooms balconies. Imagine this square with a restaurant. White tablecloth blowing in the wind. No, they were not white, by no doubt. Tables were covered with red-white tablecloth. And there is a waiter running to serve a family sitting at a table under the tree. A water pipe is still here. Do you see it? You can open it and drink water for free. Wow! Look for a bench under the tree. Sit there as long as you wish and then press track number 4. Now I invite you to walk further. Take this little street that goes behind the ex-restaurant Porbu uphill again. Carrer Caril. On the right side, the house has nice oval balconies. Do you see it? Maybe new ones for your list. So walk this little street. You will leave restaurant / hotel / Usher House behind your back on the right side. And then you will come to the wall at the end of Carrer Caril. You have to turn left here. You have no other choices. Then go now direction railway station. Walk by the wall on this right side and pass Carrera de Po on the left side. And the next one, little street, is called Carrer Cancol, I think. At least it says on the yellow sign on the left house. And you know, the other day through a window of that house, I heard a mother putting a baby to sleep while singing Stairway to Heaven. On the right side, Carrer Cancol, there's also a house at the corner and has a balcony in a pretty bad shape. And it's very close to the people who pass by. So if you would sit there and drink morning coffee, people would see if you put sugar in it or not. But don't turn, just go direction railway station. And just before the big entrance, you will see on the left side a water pipe with a statue of three children on the top, and a tree and a bench again. Nice to be in a town with trees and benches and water pipes. Look at those statues. Can you give them names? I think the left one is Maxim. Maxim is a relative of Diego, who is in the middle. And Maxim actually is not from Portbou. He lives in the village on the French side called Cerebre. I know that village because I was lost in the night, as you know, when we arrived to Portbou. So Maxim is a bit nasty boy. He likes to throw stones. And Diego, who is from Portbou, who is Portburčanin in Croatian, he's older and he tries to keep him calm. The youngest one on the right side is Gustav, the younger brother of Maxim, and he's trying to put things together, to glue them together, to put broken things together. Sit on that bench. Do you see something strange with this tree? Look at those leaves. Two sorts of leaves. What's that? French and Catalonian tree growing together? How is this possible? What is this kind of plant? In the radio play, Much Ado About Kasper, Benjamin writes about Herr Maulschmidt, the representative of the radio station, eagerly asking Kasper to finally speak on the air. Kasper refuses, saying that with all those sparks flying around, he might try to catch one, and then what? He would get burned himself.
Ich bin nämlich der Sprecher des Rundfunks.
Ha? What?
Und seit langem ist es eine meiner höchsten Obliegenheiten, dich, Kasperl, den erfahrenen, berühmten Freund der Kinder, vor das Mikrofon zu bringen.
Na, das gibt's fein nicht.
Wie, Kasperl? Höre ich recht? Die hohe feierliche Ehre, im Rundfunk zu sprechen, wolltest du ausschlagen?
Genau.
Aber warum denn?
Also, wissen Sie, Herr Nachbar, wenn's das wissen wollen, das könnte ich Ihnen dann schon sagen.
So sprich, oh Kasperl.
Ja, ich habe Sie doch recht verstanden, Herr Nachbar, dass Sie vom Rundfunk sind.
Gewiss doch.
Na, also wissen Sie, also wenn da die Funken dann da so rund rumspringen und ich möchte einen fangen, und dann brenne ich doch gleich lichterloh.
Ja, Kasperl, du weißt ja nicht, was der Rundfunk ist. Folge mir auf dem Fuße und ich zweifle nicht, bald wirst du anderen Sinnes werden.
After escaping the radio station and being chased by Maulschmidt through various locations, including a train station, a carnival and a zoo, Kasper finds himself back at home, where Maulschmidt turns up to inform him that he has been on the radio after all. handing Kasper 1,000 marks and explaining that it is his fee for the speaking on the air because they installed a microphone secretly under his bed. Kasper answers, "Oh, I've just heard for the first time what radio is."
Das bedeutet, Kasper, dass du im Rundfunk gesprochen hast, wenn du es auch nicht weißt.
Das muss wohl im Schlafe gewesen sein.
Nicht im Schlafe, aber im Bett.
Im Bett?
Wer zuletzt lacht, lacht am besten. Wir vom Rundfunk sind noch schlauer als du. Während du in der Stadt deine Schandtaten verübt hast, haben wir heimlich hier in deinem Zimmer unter dem Bett ein Mikrofon aufgebaut. Und nun haben wir alles, was du gesagt hast, auf...
Walter Benjamin, as we know, was not very much proud on his radio works. He even called it Brotarbeit, meaning in German, work that you do for a living and not for your soul. He was also not in the acoustical experiment. But still, one could say he really understood the basic connection between storytelling voice and the listener. He said that listeners host the radio voice in their home like a guest at a table. Also, he understood the basic connection between listening culture and childhood. Today, I like to say that even babies in their mother tongue listen to the radio. Their mother's skin serves as membranas, cutting the link between the image of the source and the sounds penetrating from the outside world. Baby anticipate a very new world through sounds, through radio. And when they are finally born, lullabies, even Stairway to Heaven, and storytelling plays such an important role in the early childhood. And they say when we die, the last sense to lose is hearing. We listen to radio while dying. Wait, don't start the new track. Wait until you hear the first train passing by. I listen and I feel my thoughts passing through my head, spoke my late friend René Farabé from Atelier de Création Radiophonique. Je sens et j'entends mes pensées en traversant ma tête. Then press track 5. When you hear a woman singing, get up. Go down the stairs in front of the railway station. That will lead you to Carrer de Mercat, direction center and the marketplace. It is a view one has when arriving by train to Port-Bou. But this time, imagine it is vivid. People chatting on the street. Look, Diego, Maxime and Gustav running around making bêtises. Imagine that the shoe shop at house number 7 still exists. And then on the other side of streets, have a look on a very elegant tobacco shop at the corner house number 6. Stroll down, listen to the music, and let's meet on the little square just opposite Mercat Municipal, City Market. When you arrive there, in front of that City Market, press number 6.
J'attendrai. Le jour et la nuit, j'attendrai toujours ton retour. J'attendrai, car l'oiseau qui s'enfuit vient chercher l'oubli dans son nid. Le temps passe et court en battant tristement dans mon corps si lourd. Et pourtant j'attendrai ton retour. viendrai toujours ton retour. J'attendrai, car l'oiseau qui s'enfuit vient chercher l'oubli dans son nid. Le temps passe et court en battant tristement dans mon corps si lourd. Et pourtant j'attendrai ton retour. J'attendrai toujours ton retour. J'attendrai, car l'oiseau qui s'enfuit vient chercher l'oubli dans son nid. Le
turn your back to the market and you will see a little square with a restaurant, David, where locals go. On the left side you will see a sign, love, L-O-V-E. Walk by it. And please check for me if a black cat is sitting on a letter E, like yesterday. So walk by the love sign and continue the same street. You will see a little square again on the right side, but ignore it. We are out of time. Left is another climbing street and another water pipe. On the right side you will see sign Pour Boue Parfumerie. But just follow the same street, and on the left side you will soon see a red house with a table saying it used to be a hotel where Benjamin spent the last night. It is just opposite of Pelugeria, a renovated building. If you go to that building on the other side, approach it, you will see a narrow passage just on the left side of that renovated building. Passages. This is such an important word for a place like Port Bou, isn't it? Passages. This walk, our radio walk, is also just a passage. And this passage is so simple, having nothing special. Just, it is narrow, but has a light at the end. When you come to the end of the passage, look up at the table stating the name of this passage. And then you will find your way to the table pointing for Benjamin Memorial, if you remember. So if in the following instructions, if you lose yourself, just let's meet there in front of that table, which will lead us to the memorial. So after this narrow passage, turn right. This street will end facing a sign, Bar Tapas Andret. In front of that sign, turn left. And this is your last turn for some time. So this is the street that will end up in front of the big sign for the Benjamin Memorial. But until then, you have to pass the crossroad where Hotel Comodoro is. And on that crossing, there is a fitness club, if I remember well. And there is a There is on the same house, there's an old window full of empty alcohol bottles. It looks like the fitness club owner stopped drinking but long time ago. It is very, very dusty. So just continue this street. After the Hotel Comodoro, you will notice a house number 9. It could be fire brigade center here. But look a little bit around this house number 9. It has a white heart. Do you see it? House number 9, after Hotel Comodoro, on the left side. Put your hand on this heart. Does it pulsate? Is it alive? If you're on the right track, you should be now in the Carrera Mendez Nunez. So, walk to the sign pointing the memorial, just on these steps, and stop there. When you come there, press track 7. Okay, congratulations. You didn't lose yourself. You're in front of the sign pointing the memorial. Now climb first 20 stairs, but then turn left to the path behind this building. It's a kind of back garden of this building. Stop where you see the big metal electricity boxes and stay there for a while. In this chamber, designed for technology and mankind who controls technology, a new shudder came over me, a shudder related to the oldest one we know. I lent myself an ear, only to find nothing sounding in it, except my own silence. But I recognized the silence as that of death, the death which just now had carried me away into 1,000 ears and 1,000 living rooms. This was the last thing we learned about Benjamin's radio work. In a special report about his first program done by himself. In 1934, the Frankfurter Zeitung published as one of his latest columns entitled Auf die Minute, on the minute, under the pen name Detlef Holz. Benjamin recalls an accident while he was presenting his first live radio book review. He nervously checked the studio clock, thought that he had already run out of time, skipped a couple of pages and finished. But then there was silence. He had finished far too early. The studio clock was showing seconds, not minutes. Our radio walk will end up uphill near the memorial. So please go back to the stairs, turn left up to the memorial until the program really ends.